This is Ancient and Modern.
Thank you.
While teaching at the New England Conservatory and organist at King's Chapel in Boston, Daniel Pinkham began experimenting with electronic tape. He wrote Other Voices in 1971 for trumpet, organ, and electronic soundtrack. The players were Byron Pearson, trumpet, and Arthur Vidrich, organ. This is Ancient and Modern, WNHN's Alt Classical program with Fred Portnoy, here on WNHN LP 94.7 FM and WNHNFM.org. Later, music by Arnold Schoenberg and William Byrd. During the late 1930s and early 40s, the young child Steve Reich used to travel with his governors between the homes of his mother in Los Angeles and his father in New York. Thinking about these frequent cross-country train rides, Reich reflected that had he been in Europe instead of America in those years, as a Jewish child, he would have ridden very different trains. Built around personal reminiscences and recorded sound effects, along with the Kronos Quartet, the three movements are America Before the War, Europe During the War, and After the War. Steve Reich's Different Trains.
That train from New York. alone.
The shade of acid. The shade of flames burn up in the sky. Flames burn up in the sky. They are smoking. They are smoking. Burn up in the sky. Flames burn up in the sky. They are smoking. They are smoking. Burn up in the sky.
Los Angeles to
Los Angeles.
Left the list of the city.
laughed the list of silly things.
That was Steve Reich's Different Trains with the Kronos Quartet. You're listening to Ancient and Modern Music Outside the Mainstream on WNHNLP 94.7 FM in Concord and everywhere in stereo online at WNHNFM.org, on TuneIn, on Radio Garden, radio.net. In January 1942, shortly after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Arnold Schoenberg received a commission from the League of Composers for a short chamber work. He chose for his text poetry by Lord Byron, for Byron's reference to Greece's struggle for independence, mirroring Europe's struggle against the Nazis. This is Ode to Napoleon by Arnold Schoenberg.
Thing, So abject, yet alive. Is this the man of thousand thrones who strewed our earth with hostile bones? And can he thus survive? Since he miscalled the morning star, nor man nor fiend hath fallen so far. Ill-minded man, why scourge thy kind will bow so low the knee? By gazing on thyself grown blind, thou taught'st the rest to see. With might unquestioned, power to save, thine only gift has been the grave to those that worshipped thee. Mortal thy fall could mortals guess, ambitions less than littleness. Thanks for that lesson. It will teach to after warriors more than high philosophy can preach and vainly preach before. That spell upon the minds of men breaks, never to unite again, that led them to adore those pagan things of saber sway, with fronts of brass and feet of clay. The triumph and the vanity, the rapture of the strife, the earthquake voice of victory. To thee the breath of life, the sword, the scepter, and that sway which man seemed made but to obey, wherein renown was rife, all dwelt. Dark spirit, what must be the madness of thy memory? Desolator, desolate, the victor overthrown, the arbiter of others' fate. Is it some yet imperial hope that with such change can calmly cope? Or dread of death alone, to die a prince, or live a slave? Thy choice is most ignobly brave. Chained by the trunk he vainly broke, alone, how looked he round? Thou, in the sternness of thy strength, an equal deed hast done at length, and darker fate hast found. He fell, the forest prowler's prey, but thou must eat thy heart away. The Roman, when his burning heart was slaked with blood of Rome, threw down the dagger, dared depart in savage grandeur. Oh, he dared depart in utter scorn of men, that such a yoke had borne, yet left him such a doom. His only glory was that hour of self-upheld, abandoned power. The Spaniard, when the lust of sway had lost its quickening spell, cast crowns, the rosaries away, an empire for a cell. A strict accountant of his beads, a subtle disputant on creeds, his dotage trifled well. Yet better had he neither known a bigger shrine nor despot throne. Is wrong. Too late thou leav'st the high command to which thy weakness clung. All evil spirit as thou art, it is enough to grieve the heart to see thine own unstrung, to think that God's fair world hath been the footstool of a thing so mean. Earth hath spilt her blood for him who thus can hoard his own. And monarchs bowed the trembling limb and thanked him for a throne. Fair freedom, we may hold thee dear when thus thy mightiest foes their fear in humblest guise have shown. Ne'er a tyrant leave behind a brighter name to lure mankind. Thine evil deeds are writ in gore, not written thus in vain. Thy triumphs tell of fame no more, or deepen every stain. If thou hadst died as honor dies, some new Napoleon might rise to shame the world again. But who would soar the solar height to set in such a starless night? Weighed in the balance, hero dust is vile as vulgar clay. Thy scales, mortality, are just to all that pass away. But yet, methought, the living great some higher sparks should animate to dazzle and dismay. Nor deep contempt could thus make mirth of these, the conquerors of the earth. Still imperial bride, how bears her breast the torturing hour? Still clings she to thy side. Must she too bend? Must she too share thy love? late repentance, long despair. Thou throneless homicide, if still she loves thee, hoard that gem, 'tis worth thy vanished diadem. Then haste thee to thy sullen isle, and gaze upon the sea. That element may meet thy smile, it ne'er was ruled by thee. Or trace with thine all-idle hand, in loitering mood, upon the sand, that earth is now as free, that Corinth's pedagogue hath now transferred his byword to thy brow. Thou, Tibur, in his captive's cage, what thoughts will there be thine, while brooding in thy prison rage, but one? The world was mine! Unless, like he of Babylon, all senses with thy scepter gone, life will not long confine that spirit poured so widely forth, so long obeyed, so little worth. Or, like the thief of fire from heaven, wilt thou withstand the shock and share with him the unforgiven, his vulture and his rock? Foredoomed by God, by man, accursed, and that last act, though not thy worst, the very fiend's archmock. He, in his fall, preserved his bride, and, if a mortal, had as proudly died. There was a day, there was an hour, while earth was Gaul's, Gaul thine, when that immeasurable power, unsated to resign, had been an act of purer fame than gathers round Marengo's name, and gilded thy decline through the long twilight of all time, despite some passing clouds of crime. But thou, forsooth, must be a king and don the purple vest, as if that foolish robe could wring a remembrance from my breast. Where is that faded garment? Where the gewgaws thou art fond to wear? The star, the string, the crest, vain for our charred empire? Say, are all thy playthings snatched away? Where may the wearied eye repose when gazing on the great, where neither guilty glory glows nor despicable state? Yes, one, the first, the last, the best, the Cincinnatus of the West, for envy dare not hate. Bequeathed the name of Washington to make man blush.
Ode to Napoleon by Arnold Schoenberg was played by Ensemble Intercontemporain. We'll end this hour with William Byrd's Triumph with Pleasant Melody.
Triumph.
The Rose Consort of Viols, along with Red Bird, performed William Byrd's Triumph with Pleasant Melody. Earlier this hour, we heard Daniel Pinkham's Other Voices, Steve Reich's Different Trains, and Arnold Schoenberg's Ode to Napoleon. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy. Stay tuned for Bluegrass at 11.